The additional 30,000 troops that President Obama ordered to Afghanistan are beginning to arrive, and Marines are at the front of the line. By the end of the spring, 8,500 of them will join the fight in Helmand province. Helmand is a Taliban stronghold and the world center of opium poppy cultivation.
Over the summer, Marines began major operations in the Helmand River Valley. They've pushed the Taliban out of places with such names as Garmshir and Nawa. But the job isn't done. Brigadier General Larry Nicholson is the commander in Helmand. General Nicholson spoke with us today from the Marine headquarters, Camp Leatherneck, and he told us there is no secret about his first priority with these new troops. It's a district in the northern part of Helmand called Marja.
We have one area left, frankly, in the Marine area of operations that we don't go in. We have one area that we know the enemy is considered sanctuary and has sort of arrived in significant numbers and has built up his defenses. So I think there is an inevitability of a little bit of a collision, if you will, here, probably sometime in the new year. But I think the additional forces will allow us to actually go in there into the Marja area. You know, the number one question asked by locals to the Marines today is still, when are you leaving? And the second question is, when are you going to Marja? Because if that's where the enemy center of gravity is,
yeah,
why aren't you guys going there?
Well, will the additional Marines be enough to not merely take Marja? We assume you can do that, but actually hold it and protect the people who live there.
Yeah, that's the that is probably even more important than taking it. And there's been a lot of discussion about the increase, the 10,000 more Marines coming to 30,000 more U.S. forces coming. There's been a lot less talk about the increase in Afghans. And I have probably been one of the more vocal voices over here in Afghanistan that, as we came in May, June with 8,000 Marines, we did not have a commensurate addition of Afghan forces. That's about to change. We will have more Afghan military involved in the operation than we would Marines.
More Afghans involved in the operation in Marja than U.S.
Yes.
Marines.
Yeah, it's going to be close. I think I can't give you numbers right now, but our assessment right now is that if we get, and I ought to caveat that, if we get the Afghan troops for this operation that we are planning on getting, that we are told we'll get, then we will be just about 1-to-1.
Will there be enough people so that when Marja is retaken, it'll feel to someone who lives there like the Americans and our Afghans are here right now, as opposed to the Americans and a couple of guys from Kabul are here?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I raised hell, because I hate the term put an Afghan face on. I think it's cosmetic and disingenuous. I don't like it. I never liked it in Iraq, and I railed against it. We want substance. We want Afghan heart, and we want a real Afghan presence. It's amazing to go into some of these areas like Keniship, where the Afghan flag hasn't flown in probably a decade, and you go down there with Afghan forces, and the people go crazy. I mean, they really react, and we're not doing ourselves any favors by us doing all the work, all the planning, and then just have them there at the finish line for the photos. That's not going to work.
Well, in that case, thinking way ahead to what happens in Marja, assuming success, how long before you could start drawing down U.S. forces because the job is done? When could you start seeing a reduction in the number of U.S. troops?
Well, I think that to be in the kind of job I'm in, and for any of us over here, I think you have to be an optimist. You have to be pragmatic, but you have to be an optimist. I would tell you that I've seen the date that the president released of July, and we're working towards that. I can't tell you where we're going to be in July of 2011, but I can tell you that we understand what the commander-in-chief has said, that that's when he wants to start drawing down, and we are sprinting. And the message to our Marines every day is the clock is running and the world is watching.
There's so much anticipation of the operation to take Marja that I would assume that the place is going to be booby-trapped and mined with all sorts of explosives awaiting the Marines and the Afghan forces. How does that determine the way in which you would approach the place?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think we have dialogue, frankly, and our Governor Mandel, has a pretty good dialogue with elders that are coming out of Marja, and elders that are revealing things to him that they'd like us to know. I mean, there's a pretty significant portion of the population that would like to get this thing finished so they get all their lives and get the Taliban out of there. I really do believe that this will be the most formidable IED belts, and the Brits call it, Brits have a great term for it, they call it the IED crust, and I think it's a very appropriate term for we're going to have to break through that crust, and we've got some great engineers that will help us be able to do that.
In addition to clearing away the IEDs as the Marines advance into territory that you haven't held before, your guys are still encountering IEDs in territory that's long been taken, as I understand it.
Not too many. I mean, I got to tell you, Nawa, for example, I mean, we haven't had an IED in Nawa. We haven't had an IED in Gormshire. I mean, in the towns and the areas we're in, we're not having that problem. Now, if you go 30 clicks, 40 clicks south of Gormshire, you'll go into areas where we're in a gunfight every day. Absolutely are. Again, I think we have the same problem that General McChrystal has or that a company commander has, and that is you can't be everywhere. So we've got a pretty big area. You better pick and choose where you're going to be, and you will accept some risk in the other areas. But at some point, we have pushed the enemy so far away out of the populated areas that it is marginalized. And as my political advisor, Cal Weston, always likes to say, you know, if we've got a couple guys living up in caves, you know, frankly, who cares? They're not affecting the population. They're not, you know, they're hermits. They're isolated. They're not having any impact on the area.
I just want to ask about one other dimension of the conflict. That's poppies. I gather we're just out of the planting season for poppies in Helmand. Are there less poppy plants in the ground this year than last year?
I think there probably are, but there are second and third order issues with that. And our governor has been very active in distributing wheat seed, and he's been a great proponent for replacing poppy with wheat. The problem we had last year is that so many people planted wheat that, frankly, the market, the bottom fell out of the market. And we now had farmers that were doing the right thing and trying to do the right thing, couldn't quite get any money out of their crop. It is a problem, and it's a long-term problem, and it's not a problem we're going to solve by July of 2011. That's for sure.
I've heard that when you give a demonstration, your equivalent of a PowerPoint, the pointer you use is indeed a poppy stalk. Well, we have our sources too. We have all kinds of intelligence.
Wow. Yes, I do. I have a poppy pointer, and I have a bouquet, frankly, of poppies. In my office, I really do. But Chairman Mullen, when he was here last time, he got a real kick out of that. Wanted to know if he could take it home. And, you know, I told him it would probably be bad form for the chairman to be arrested at Dulles Airport for trying to sneak in poppy. But it's I do have a poppy pointer.
So it is.
Wow, you do have good sources.
We do have good sources. It's a telling symbol of what you're up against there in Afghanistan.
It is.
Well, General Nicholson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Yes, sir. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Brigadier General Larry Nicholson, the commander of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Brigade, talking to us from Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province, Afghanistan.